You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Well, it's exactly now 12 minutes after 9 South African time. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful evening, especially when it comes to the discussion with my beloved senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem, Damat Barakat to whom. And you know that every Thursday night between 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, myself and my beloved Ustad, we always come live on the airwaves and we advise the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So this evening, inshallah, I was just pondering and I was thinking of that very beautiful verse that maybe, inshallah, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad could maybe translate it and maybe give it more in detail explanation of that very beautiful verse in the Holy Quran. Inna Allaha indahu ilmu sa'ah. I don't know, for some reason I was just thinking about that. Because we know that the month of Sha'ban came and it left us, it's gone, it's not going to come back. The only next time we're going to experience the month of Sha'ban, that is if you and I are alive for next year, 1444. Not 1443. My beloved listeners of us, of the discussion. And I was thinking and pondering of this verse, you know. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. I want to tell the listeners of the discussion of Markaz Sahaba, this last 2 days, or last 3 days, how many mayats we have heard. Leave the mayats, the janazas, senior ulama returning to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to ask my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, the ta'alluq, if our beloved Ustad had ta'alluq with our beloved marhum, Mufti Fayazur Rahman, the mudir, the principal of Denecol. You know, I'm going to ask my beloved Fadilatul Ustad if he knew about Hazrat Marhum Mufti Ghulam from the Deer. I'm going to ask my beloved Fadilatul Ustad of Marhum Mufti Hashim Ahmad, 47 years of age, has returned to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My question to every listener who's listening to me right now, we've got 11 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. How many days? 11 days, 11 days left. My question to you is, are we ready? What preparations have we made? Are you ready? If Allah has written your name down on the night of Shabi Barat, are you ready to go and meet your Creator? Ustad, it's a beautiful evening. It's a beautiful Mubarak night. Welcome to the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and our esteemed listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. May Allah ta'ala grant each one of us husni khatima. And insha'Allahu ladeeb, Allah ta'ala give us time and Allah give us tawfiq and the ability to spend our time and indulge in those amal and deeds that will bring us closer.
Ameen.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ustad, can you come closer to the mic, Ustad, please?
Okay, I'm can you hear me, Mawlana?
Loud and clear, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيتها النفس النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, dosto azizo and friends, may Allah Ta'ala bless us on this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this beautiful hadith, Ke ma min abdin muslimin yad'u li aqihi bi zahri al-ghayb illa qala al-malak walaka bi mithlin aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful hadith. Ke jo musalman apne bhai ki peeche ghaibana uske liye dua kare. Whichever Muslim who makes dua for his brother in his absence, the angels of Allah say to him, Walaka bimithli. Dua you have made for your Muslim brother, may Allah grant you the same. So, Mawlana, dua kijiye, make lots of dua. This is the time, these are months, days, minutes, seconds. Allah se dua karte raho. Dua kijiye, dua lijiye. Take duas from other people and be generous, dua dijiye. Make dua for other brothers and sisters. So, ma min abdin muslimin, whichever Muslim brother makes dua for his Muslim brother or sister. When we say brothers, we always include the sisters also. The sisters should not feel that they are left out. MashaAllah, ma min abdin muslimin, whichever Muslim brother or sister makes dua for his brother, bi zahril ghaib, in the absence of that person, ghaibana dua, so the angels say, walaka bi mislin. Likewise, whatever dua you made, may Allah grant it, and inshallah, the very same for you. So, Mawlana, we're starting this Mubarak month, as you just said in the opening statement, we lost so many ulama. The mawtul alim, mawtul alam.
Haq.
You know, the passing away. We have seen, we have lost great ulama, professional, mufassireen, muhaddiseen, awliya Allah. Such great scholars of deen. To date, we cannot fulfill whatever the void is. So, whilst Allah has given us tawfiq to sit in the company of pious people, awliya Allah, ulama'i rabbaniyin, take time out, sit in their company, connect with them, listen to their advice. Because a time will come, then it will be just too late. Number one, Mawlana, as they say, mawtul alim, mawtul alam, the death of an alim, the vacuum that is created is irreparable. It's like the death of a nation. So how lucky we should be and how grateful we should be to Allah Rabbul Alameen that in every town, every village, every metro, we have lots of ulama, ufaz-e-kiram, pious servants of Allah, advising and guiding the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's take a beautiful advice. If you want to reap the thawab of the beautiful month of Ramadan, as I said, we have to make lots of preparations, adjustments, so that inshallah we can fit the criteria that Allah has granted forgiveness to every ummati, but it requires certain conditions. Number one, khuzil af, learn to forgive. Mawlana, it's a very difficult insan we become so angry and upset with people that we refuse to make mouth. A person comes to us, Molana, begging for forgiveness, but we will show them our attitude and our anger, and we chase the person away. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is also going to hold you accountable.
Haq.
And Allah is going to ask you, my banda, my servant asked you for maaf, you couldn't forgive him. So today I will not forgive you. So Allah Pak is saying, Khuzil Af, the starting point to inshallah go on and embark on this journey of taqwa, of humility, sincerity, it starts here, Mawlana. Khuzil Af, learn to forgive. Wa'mur bil urf, and join good deeds, Mawlana. Encourage each other. Khud bhi nek bano aur dusro ko bhi nek bano. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. Mana, we need to make ibadat as a family, as a jamaat. Yadullahi ma'al jama'a. Allah's nusrat and help is when we are united and when we are together. And when we make a dua collectively, Mana, somebody amongst us will be mustajabu da'wat. That Allah Ta'ala will grant acceptance immediately. We don't know who it is. It can be that masoom child that is still nabaligh, and you as a parent is making a dua, and that masoom child innocently is saying, Ameen, Allahumma Ameen. Or there may be an elderly person sitting in that majlis, or in your family, it can be your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. And you are making dua to Allah as a family. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, and together with his son stood there and made this humble dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Allah, we did our best. We tried our best. We did our duty with beauty. رَبُّ Alameen, you granted acceptance. So, when we make dua together as a family, and this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan used to wake up Hadrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, used to wake up Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Ab utho, Allah ko yaad karne ka waqt hai. So do we do it as parents? My daughter is sleeping, my son is sleeping. I'm reading tahajjud namaz, my wife is reading tahajjud namaz, my son and daughter are fast asleep. Missing sihri, missing fajr namaz, tahajjud namaz. Is this fair? No, respected brothers. As I would like to go to Jannah, I would like to take my entire family. Isle farmaya, the dua that you should make, Allahumma ghafirli, oh Allah, forgive me, warhamni, oh Allah, have mercy upon me, wahdini, Allah, grant me guidance, warzuqni, Allah grant me rizq and sustenance. Imagine if we all sit together making this dua. Ya Allahumma ghafir li warhamni wahdini warzuqni. And add this dua, Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa a'izni min sharri nafsi. Allahu Akbar. Allah grant me hidayat. Allah Alhimni Rushdi. Allah put hidayat in my heart. Allah protect me from the evil of my nafs. What beautiful dua. And as I said, when you are successful and your soul leaves the body, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. O soul at peace. Return to your Lord, well pleased, well pleasing. Wadkhuli fi ibadi, join my servants. Wadkhuli jannati,
Allahu Akbar,
my paradise. Imagine, Maulana, what a beautiful dua that Allah Ta'ala welcomes us in Jannat. Say, O soul of peace, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Great, great ulama passed away. Simple people passed away. But Maulana, there's a difference in the passing away of an alim and an ordinary servant of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You cannot fill that gap and vacuum. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that before Qiyamah, Allah is going to do a lot of things. Number one, Allah Ta'ala will take away the words of the Quran. Allah gave you and me tawfiq to recite the Quran. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Recite the Quran. زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ. Beautify the recitation of the Quran with a sweet voice. أَشْرَافُ أُمَّتِي حَمَلَةُ الْقُرْآنُ وَأَصْحَابُ اللَّيْلِ. The most honored and respected people in society. أَشْرَافُ أُمَّتِي حَمَلَةُ الْقُرْآنُ. Are the Hufazi Kiram who Allah has given them the gift of the Quran. وَأَصْحَابُ اللَّيْلِ. And those who get up for tahajjud namaz. So, Mawlana, we are coming to this Mubarak month. Let's prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally, physically. Let's give up. As we made this dua, Allahumma a'izni min sharri nafsi. Allah, protect me from the fitna of my nafs. Yes, shaitan is chained. Shaitan is tied up. But the effect of shaitan still remains. You can put off the fire. You see a charcoal, you can put water and put off the charcoal. But the flame, not the flame, the heat is still there. Shaitan has made so much of gumrahi in this world, Mulana. But Allah Ta'ala has protected us. Insha'Allah, if we make this dua, Allahumma alhimni rushdi, Allah put hidayat in my heart. Do you think shaitan can have any effect on us? And you're saying, wa'izni min sharri nafsi, or nafsi. Allah, I'm asking you for protection from my nafs. To make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mulana, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, a man's status will be raised in Jannah. And he will ask Allah Ta'ala, how did I get there? He will be told, by your son's du'as and the forgiveness that he had been asking Allah for you.
Allahu Akbar.
Waladun salihun yad'ula. But there is a pious son or daughter who raised their hands and make du'a. Allahumma ghfir li wa li walidayya wa li ustaziya wa li jami'il mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'wat. Make du'a for the ummah. Allahumma ghfir Ummat Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham Ummat Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make this dua to Allah. So imagine on the day of Qiyamah, how proud we will be as parents when Allah is going to give us that status in Jannah, and we will ask Rabbul Alameen, Allah, where did we get this from? How did I achieve this? And Allah Pak will say, you left behind pious children. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. So, five beautiful pieces of advice, Mawlana. If you really want to welcome this month of Ramadan, learn the quality of sabr.
Sure.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily, Allah Ta'ala is with those who exercise patience and perseverance. Nobody can be given a better blessing
Haq
than the blessing of patience and sabr. It's a good, great ni'mat from Allah. But as-sabru 'inda sadmati al-ula. That at the time of impact, when you make sabr and you say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. At that time you say, I accept Allah's decision. Yes, I'm insan, I'm human, I will cry, I will become emotional, I will say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Number two, we have to learn how to make dua. Supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third thing, Mawlana, we need to give out sadaqah. Many of us, we are withholding our zakat. Or we just take an estimate amount and say, this I'm giving in the path of Allah. Allah doesn't need your wealth and your sadaqah. See, Allah is samad. Allahu samad. Allahu ghaniyun. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid. Sometimes we ask ourselves this question, why is there so much of problems in my family? Why is there so much of sickness? Why there is so much of tragedies? We are not giving out sadaqah. Rather, general sadaqah. Yes, one wajib sadaqah, alhamdulillah, is just zakat, sadaqatul fitr. We give it out in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. But what about all the other sadaqah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَصِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَةِ. If you want Allah to protect your possession, your wealth, give out the correct and even more zakat than the entire amount that you worked out. If it comes to 500 rand, give 550 rand or give 600 rand. The more you give, the more Allah will reward you. Rasulullah is giving us a formula. حَصِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ. Protect your wealth. We all want our wealth to be protected. Read Ayatul Kursi at home. Read Ayatul Kursi when you leave home. You have huge warehouses. You have huge businesses. Read Ayatul Kursi when you enter and when you leave. Allah will protect you. Yes, you got your alarm, you got your security company. But there is no greater safety than the safety of Allah. Allahu khayrun hafiza wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Number two, Rasulullah said, وَدَعَوْا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Yes, go to the doctor, go to the surgeon, go to hospital. Dua bhi karo, dawa bhi karo, but even more greater than that. You see, you can go to the best doctor or you can take the best medication. If Allah does not will shifa in that medication, whether it's a million rand, a tablet, or it's 10 rand, monana, kuch bhi nahi hoga. I'll give you a typical example. Ji, Allah ki zaat par ummeed rakho. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had a tummy ache. He cried to Allah Ta'ala, Bari Ta'ala, this excruciating pain, what must I do? See, his yaqeen was in Allah. He asked Bari Ta'ala. Allah Pak said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, go to the jungle, you'll find a particular tree and a herb. Eat of that, inshallah, all your pain will disappear. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam goes, he finds that particular shrub and tree, and he eats of it, and Allah gives him shifa. Sometimes later, again, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering with tummy ache. So now, because Allah Pak said to him in the first instance, go and eat that particular herb and leaf of that tree, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. So without asking Bari Ta'ala, he goes. See? And he goes and eats from that tree. Nothing happens. The pain is excruciating. He cries to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, in the first instance, I begged you, Bari Ta'ala, for shifa. Allah, I begged you so much to remove this pain. Allah, when I ate of that herb or that leaf, Allah, you gave me shifa. Now I have gone back there. Allah, nothing is happening. So Allah Pak said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, you see, the first time aapne mujhse manga tha. The first time you asked me. The second time you decided to go on your own, thinking that because in the first instance you received kiya from it, you will achieve it again. Remember, fa'ile hakiki, the real doer of things is Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَدَعَوْا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. When people are sick in hospital, at home, you are sick yourself, take out some charity, whatever it is, whether in the form of cash, whether in the form of time, whatever it is, kisi ghareeb ko khila do, kisi yateem ko khila do, look for the poor people and give it out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are troubled with disaster, Allah Pak says, then wa'iddul lil-bala'i bid-du'a, or kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in times of stress and difficulty, then engage in dua and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Mulana, just to say that the month of Ramadan is at our doorstep. Hadrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, it comes, it's written in the books of history, that when he was a young child, he used to make this one dua to Allah. And I think we all should learn it. It will help us tremendously in remembering the du'as, remembering and by hearting the Quran, remembering the nasihat and ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Allahumma Rabbi zidni ilma. Second, Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to read this dua when he was small. يا اللهم إنا نستعينك على طاعتك. Learn it. اللهم إنا نستعينك على طاعتك. Oh Allah, help me in your obedience. Is dua ko padhte raho, Allah Ta'ala aapki zihin aur ilm mein barkat ata farmaye. Allah Ta'ala will strengthen your memory and Allah will increase your knowledge. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana, you know, sometimes we complain Ramadan is coming, some of us are hafiz of Ramadan only. See? We only read quarter sipara every year now. This year I'll read one quarter, next year I'll read the next quarter. Allah Ta'ala has given you the gift and given me the gift of Quran. Try and read full 20 rakats. Try this. Read from day one. And I always say to the youth students, Sheikh Qari Na'ina, one time I was traveling with Maulana Abdul Razak Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when this great Qari from Egypt came to South Africa and he was a guest of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. So we engaged him in discussion when we left the airport in Johannesburg. He opened his Quran and he started reading and he never said a word to us from Johannesburg to Ladysmith. So when we reached Ladysmith, he apologized to Hazrat Maulana. And because Maulana, alhamdulillah, was always engaging and asking questions and the Sheikh remained silent, he continued reading his Quran. So when we reached Ladysmith, he said, please forgive me. I have one habit which I've taken a nasihat from my ustad. See, whoever will read and make door of 5 paras a day, one para a khamsan, lam yansa, will never forget his Quran.
Sure, Allahu Akbar.
So I make it my duty every day to look into the Quran and I read 5 paras. I make door of 5 paras. Our boys, our HIF students, I'm not saying all of them, we forget the Quran for 11 months, only when the month of Ramadan comes, now the ghabraat starts, now the worry starts, now we start growing a beard. Now we want to wear our pants above the ankle. Maulana, do not make mazak of shariat. Keep this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah for Allah's sake. All hufazi kiram for Allah's sake. You got the Quran. Allah gave you the best gift. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You have got the greatest amanat, the love for the Quran, Allah's kalam inside you. Why can't we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep a proper shari beard so that if any time I'm called to lead a congregation in salah, alhamdulillah. But what is happening to the hufaz? Immediately after Ramadan, they are clean shaven. And now the parents get upset. Now they put pressure on the trustees. I want my son to read 4 rakat. I want my son to read 8 rakat because I'm giving 10,000 rand here in this masjid. You will not, or nobody has the right to compromise Sharia. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. In the disobedience of Allah, no person will be respected or listened to. We will not bend the rules for Sharia. So, mashallah, before Ramadan, there's lots of classes with the Hafizul Quran. I'm making a great advice and a nasihat. Please, Hufazi Kiram, if you can't read 5 siparas, at least read 3. If you can't read 3, at least 1 sipara a day. Make door 24 hours, 365 days. After every namaz, if you can read quarter sipara, it won't even take you 10 minutes. But no, then let's come back to this. Why do we forget our Quran, Mulana? Why is our door and why is our memory poor and weak? It's because of guna and sins. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, Shakautu ila waqi in suwa hizzi. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi went one day to his ustad and he said, I got a poor memory. Whatever I bahat, I forget. What must I do? All of us are like this, Mulana. Because whatever we bahating, we forget it. Not necessary for you to be a Hafizul Quran. All of us who are Balis and we have bahated surahs of the Quran. When we were in Madrasa, we learned Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak, Surah Ar-Rahman, all the surahs, Surah Waqi'ah, and now we have forgotten it. On the day of Qiyamah, you are going to say to Allah, قال لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. Allah, why are you waking me up blind today? I'm in sight in the dunya. Allah Pak will say, like how you forgot my kalam today, I forget about you. That's the azab and punishment. So whatever surahs we have learned, we are elderly in age, we are mothers, we are sisters, we are daughters, we are sons, whatever Quran you have by hearted, revise it. If you learned one sipara, or you learned Amma sipara, or you learned from Wadduha to Wannas, please revise it over and over and read the Quran with tajweed. You might as well read one page of the Quran with proper tajweed than to read the whole 30 siparas without tajweed. The Quran will curse you. Number two, our brothers and sisters got the shortcoming, Mulana. They read the Quran with their eyes, the lips are not moving. They're reading with their eyes as if they're reading a novel. This is Allah's kalam. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Recite the Quran. Recitation means there must be lip movement, that you must be able to hear the words yourself softly. But what do? Mulana, we see so many khatams in the masjid, at the funeral house. You find the brothers or the sisters, they got the Quran open, mashallah, and they're reading with their eyes. The mouth of the lips, there is no recitation taking place. So that Quran is incomplete, no sawab, no reward. The time is wasted. So respected brothers, let's learn the adab of the Quran. So coming back, Mulana, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. I'm telling you what Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, as I said in the beginning, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Pak gave him a fantastic memory. Allah Ta'ala gave him barakah in his ilm. What dua was he reading? Allahumma inna nasta'inuka ala ta'atika. Here is Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, going to his ustad, waqi, and saying that I have a poor memory. Whatever I memorize, I forget. What must I do? Fa'usani ila tarkil ma'asi. My ustad told me, stop committing guna, whether it's saghira guna or kabira guna. The curse of the guna takes away the barakat of Allah's salam. Your memory becomes weak. One. So for awsani ila tarkil ma'asi, you want to have a good memory of your Quran or whatever hadiths you have bahated, then stop committing guna. Why? فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَهِ. Allah's kalam is nur from Allah. And the nur of Allah is not given to a sinner. The nur of Allah is not given to a transgressor. So, humble appeal to the Huffaz-e-Kiram. Inshallah, we all make a promise. Those Huffaz who have shaved their beards, first make suratat salatu tawbah to Allah. Wallahi, you can read the most beautiful Quran, but in terms of Sharia, you do not fit to stand on the musalla of Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, for Allah's sake, my humble appeal, the beauty of a man is in his beard, and the beauty of a woman is in her hair. And that's why her hair needs to be covered at all times. If you are going to recite Allah's kalam, He do not want the Quran to curse. Al Quran was shifa. Allah has kept Quran in as a shifa. Allah Ta'ala will make the Quran testify in your favor on the day of Qiyamah, or it will testify against you. So it's left up to you. So we have to make a lot of effort together as we are fasting, Mawlana. We must also have ample time to engage a Hafiz al-Quran, an alim or a qari, an alima, to teach us how to recite the Quran correctly. At least Surah Fatiha and the surahs that we recite in our salah, at least those surahs for the time being. Let's correct it, let's perfect it. Because remember, for each letter in the Quran, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, the mafhum is Alif Lam Mim. If a person says Alif Lam Mim, the meaning of Alif Lam Mim, only Allah knows. But man qara harfan, one letter, Allah is giving you 10 nekis. Allah is giving you 10 rewards. So just by saying Alif Lam Mim, Allah has given you 30 nekis. So imagine if you recite Allah's Salam, the whole of Surah Fatiha, the surahs that you know. So I'm saying, let's make this month of Ramadan constructive. Make a niyyah that I'm going to engage, like how we send our children for tuition. Gee, Marana, we spend thousands and thousands of rands. Because I want my child to have 6 A's in medicine. I'm still waiting for that mother and father who can tell me, Marana, I want my child to get 6 A's for the recitation of the Quran. I'm still waiting for that day that when my son or my children can recite the whole Quran in front of me. So that on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Pak will ask me, I gave you these children, what did you do with them? I gave you knowledge, what did you do with that knowledge? What answer are we going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, Mawlana, deen is easy. We make things complicated. So may Allah ta'ala give us hidayah. I'm not condemning anybody, Mawlana. I'm trying to bring to the attention of our listeners that Allah Pak has given us Hafizul Quran in our home. Allah Pak has given us Hafidahs in our homes, Alimahs in our homes. Let's beautify the deed of Allah. And in the month of Ramadan, it's an excellent month. You have ample time at your disposal to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, I don't know if we have some questions.
There's a question. Ustaz, there's a question here where the brother is saying, is there any way that we can remove our names once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written our name down on the night of Shabi Barat? I mean, we heard of the passing away of our beloved senior Mufti Fayyad Rahman, the passing away of Hazrat Marhum Mufti Ghulam, and the passing away of Marhum Mufti Hashim Ahmad. So the listener is asking, Ustad, is there any way that we can change our names once our name has written down in the night of Shabi Barat, Ustad?
Manana, nothing can change. Whatever Allah has written, kullu nafsin Za'ikatul maut. Walay yu'akhir Allahu nafsan idha jaa ajaluha. Walay yu'akhir Allahu nafsan idha jaa ajaluha. Allah will not delay your death by 1 second. Walay yu'akhir Allahu nafsan idha jaa ajaluha. When your time of death has arrived, Allah will not delay it for a second. Allahu khabirum bima ta'amalu. Yes. If you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in today's zamana, Manana, we should make this dua, looking at the fitnas, like a tasbih, when you break it, the beads are just falling one after the other. Every minute, every hour, there's a new fitna. The more you try to plug the fitna, the more the fitnas are coming. Sometime a time comes that, you know, you need to make this dua, say, Allah, if my living in this world is worthwhile, Allah, keep me alive. Otherwise, Bari Ta'ala, take me away from this dunya. Because this is the amount of fitna that is prevailing in our community. So the brother is asking a question. Kullu nafsin, kullu man alayha fan. Allah Pak says, every living creature will have a taste. Allah Pak will give more to the angels. The angel of death will die also. Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikael alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam. Even more, Mulana, Allah will bring death in a form of a sheep, and death will be slaughtered. And Allah Ta'ala will make this a'lan. Jinn, all those who are in Jannah, you shall remain forever and ever in Jannah. And those of you who are in Jahannam, you will remain forever and ever in Jahannam. So you can make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Allah, at the time of maut, shower your barakah upon me. Give me tawfiq to recite the kalima, la ilaha illallah. Wa fi ma ba'd al maut. And Allah, after my demise also, Allah grant me barakah in my new journey. Whoever shall read this dua, Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut, 25 times a day, Allah Ta'ala will give him the death of shahadat. So, to answer that brother's question, maut is written for you and me. See? وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَّاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. Murana, as you read that ayat, what's going to happen to you tomorrow? Forget tomorrow in the next 5 seconds.
Allah,
I may be talking right now. Murana, my next word and my soul is gone. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Sahaba, you know, my fear for Allah and my fear for death is that when I make salam on the right hand side, I don't know whether I'll have the opportunity to complete my salam on the left hand side. I'm ready for maut. How many of us are ready for maut, Malana? Very few of us. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Malana. As they said, you know, Allah ke khauf se ek guna chorna, Malana. Just to abstain from one guna, laak tahajjud or nafil namaz se behtar, is more better than reading nafil namaz and reading your tahajjud namaz, where alhamdulillah you can abstain, whether it's a kabira guna or a saghira guna. So the big question here is, kya aap apne ghar jane ke liye tayyar? Are you ready? Am I ready, Murana? Our listeners, are we ready to meet Allah Ta'ala and go to our final resting place? Number two, farmaya, dindar, dunyadar, a person who is chasing behind dunya all the time. It's just money, money, money. You know what's the saddest thing? You and I have written out the will. Rasulullah said, none of you, male or female, should sleep without his will written out. You should be under his pillow. How many of us have made out our will? Illa mashallah. And those brothers who are executives in the estate, for Allah's sake, don't burn in the fire of Jahannam. Do your duty because you were appointed and given that position to take care of that estate and sort it out and give the heirs their share as quick as possible. Otherwise, you are going to be caught on the day of Qiyamah. Malana. People are actually taking the world and they're hiding it. They're taking the world and they're tearing it up and telling to the rest of the earth that there was no world. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Every sin that you steal and squander, you are putting fire into your belly. So can you imagine what people are doing, Mulana, for the love of this dunya? Allah Ta'ala protect us. To farmaya, dunya dar Allah ka dost nahi ho sakta. A person who just loves money and drowns in money and swims in money and everything is about money. Dunya dar Allah ka dost nahi ho sakta. There's nothing wrong. Hazrat Usman Ghani was very rich. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was very rich. But alhamdulillah, they took their wealth and spent it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And treat people with respect, Mawlana. If you want to turn a new page in the month of Ramadan, dusro ki dunya ko jahannam banakar. Don't make other people's life a living hell. And what you do, sajde mein jannat dhunna chhod do. And in sajda, you're crying to Allah, Allah, give me jannat. You make people's life miserable. Dusro ki dunya ko jahannam banakar. You made other people's life a misery, a living hell. And then what you are doing, sajdo mein jannat dhunna chhod do. Don't be a hypocrite. And go into sajda and say, Allah, give me jannat, when you're hurting other people. You're slandering other people. You're making ghibat of people. You're stealing their money. You are cheating. سجدوں میں جنت ڈھونڈنا چھوڑ دو. Don't be a hypocrite. And remember, دوستو, time can change. جی, so do people, مولانا. You know, you really want to see, when مولانا, when I'm well known, I have money, I'm your friend, we are going fishing together, we're going for picnic together, we're having brides together, we're flying for holidays together. Alhamdulillah. And then tomorrow, مولانا, I fall and I down, I got no money. جی, تو پھر لہجہ بھی بدل جاتا. My style of talking to you changes also, مولانا. جی, تو times can change, so do people. And see how Rahim Allah and how Kareem is Allah. پر کرتے رہیں گے گناہ ہر موقع پہ بے سبب. We are انسان, مولانا. We will commit guna and sins. But look at Allah's power of forgiveness. کتنا رحیم ہے اللہ. How رحیم, how kind, how loving is Allah. ایک توبہ پر چھوڑ دیتا. مولانا, all you have to say, استغفراللہ, استغفراللہ. The biggest guna you committed, Allah Pak says, I've made you maaf, banda, go. Subhanallah. Where you saw that in the world, مولانا? When you are arrested and put into prison, you stay there for 50 years, depending on the crime you have committed. Yeah, Allah Pak says, my banda, whatever guna you made, just come back to me. Just say one time, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayk. Kitna raheem hai Allah. How raheem and kareem is Allah. Ek tawbah, just one time, 2 rakat salatul tawbah. 100 times, astaghfirullah. Not even 100 times, even one time to you say astaghfirullah, and maut comes to you and you pass away, Allah will forgive your gunas. Kitna raheem hai Allah. Ek tawbah par chhor deta. Just by you making tawbah, Allah forgives you. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Time is up. Inshallah. Let's send a lot of durood and salam upon Rasulullah tonight.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Istighfar. Let's start reciting the Quran. Let's start making peace with everybody. All the people you have spoken ill about, found them or go and meet them. Ask for mafi, shafi, insha'Allahul Aziz. No use crying in sajda day. You have made ghibat, you have hurt people, you have eaten people's money, you haven't paid back their loans. See, day and night, you're giving them taklif. See, no use crying in sajda day, it's worthless. See, hukukul ibad ko pura karo. If you want Allah Ta'ala to forgive you, Allah Pak doesn't need your forgiveness. You didn't read one single namaz. If Allah Pak on the day of Qiyamah decides, my banda, never mind, you didn't read one namaz, I make you maaf. But if you took 1 cent, from my banda and you didn't pay it, you will be held accountable, whether you die as a shaheed, whether you die on a Friday, whether you die in Masjid al-Nabawi, or you die in front of the Kaaba. If you are owing people money, you have hurt people, until you do not ask for maaf and payback, Allah Ta'ala cannot make you maaf. Because that is banda's haq, Allah's haq. You didn't give zakat, you didn't read namaz, you didn't do A, B, C, D. Allah Pak says, that is my haq, I can make you maaf.
Ustaz, somebody says, if I don't make the person maaf, will my Ramadan be accepted, my entire 30 days of Ramadan, Ustaz?
Allah Ta'ala is ghafoorul raheem. Allah Ta'ala is saying every night, is there anyone who seeks forgiveness,
Allah,
I will forgive him.
Allah.
So who are you? Since when you became Allah?
Sure.
Since when you got so much of pride in you? Dostu Azizo, don't have this rotten attitude. I'll never forgive you. Allah Pak will never forgive you on the day of Qiyamah. Remember that. Don't waste your time in the month of Ramadan. When Allah Pak is himself saying that I'm Ghafoorul Rahim, my banda, come to me. Every day Allah is forgiving the Ummah of Rasulullah. The last day of Ramadan, Allah forgive the entire Ummah of Rasulullah. If Allah can forgive, who are you? No, Munana. What's the sense then fasting and making all this ibadah? When you've got tina in your heart, you've got malice in your heart, you've got hatred in your heart. Learn to forgive. Rasulullah said, wa'afu amman zalama. Forgive those who make zulm upon you. A lot of people have hurt me and hurt you. Okay? But what do we say? La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. Today I forgive you for the pleasure of Allah. And I want to meet my Allah with a clean slate. Okay? Imagine if you forgive one neki, you'll beg Allah on the day of Qiyamah, send me back in this dunya Allah, I just want to say one more time, Subhanallah. Allah Pak will say, my banda, time is up. I will not send you back to this. I gave you the time.
I see the listener says, but you just said that Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. I'm sorry, Mawlana Salim, but I told my brother not to come to my janazah the day I pass away. I won't take my words back. I am 60 years old, Ustad.
Allah. Mawlana, such a foolish statement. Once you are dead, you got no control. This is logic, Mawlana. The moment I close my eyes, nothing belongs to me. I don't keep my name. People say, when is the marhum janazah? Mawlana, don't you say that? We lose our name. Our wealth is no more ours, Mawlana. It's gone to the family as inheritance.
Sure.
So, Mawlana, he needs to retract that statement. Ask for forgiveness, never mind. You don't have to hug him and kiss him. Tell him, for the pleasure of Allah, he made him up.
But how can he make a statement, Ustaz? Don't come for my janazah.
You see, parents also, when they get angry, they make this bad dua for their children.
No.
I don't want you to set foot on my janazah.
Ya
I don't
Allah.
Want you to come back to this house. Rasulullah said to the parents, Khuda ke liye apne bachcho par lanat mat bhejo.
Sure.
Ji, don't curse your children, because at the time when you're uttering those words, Mawlana, it can be the time of ijaba. Allah is accepting duas. And imagine the mother cursed the son that may you suffer the whole life. Ji, may your legs be broken.
No, Ustad, no.
Mawlana, it has happened. Mawlana,
ya
it has
Allah.
Happened. And who sits and cries? The same mother and the same father. So that brother, please, my biggest request to him, for the pleasure of Allah, whatever your brother has done to you, forgive him for the pleasure of Allah. I'm not saying you have to be his bosom friend, but inshallah, for your akhirat and for his akhirat. And wallahi, if you forgive, knowing that you are right, you are making it easy for yourself, not for that person. See, whatever you have inside you, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding you for it. You'll have peace, you'll have itminan and peace. And tranquility.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Ustad, it's time up. It's exactly 4 minutes after 10 South African time. Many, many listeners. Some listeners are crying. Some listeners are saying it's not so easy to let go of the past, Mawlana Salim Karim. And of course,
Rasulullah had forgiven Wahshi, who killed Hazrat Hamza, Rasulullah's uncle, chopped his body
sure.
in pieces. He took the liver and made a necklace out of it. See? But what did Rasulullah say to him? He accepted Islam later, after that. Rasulullah said, I have forgiven you for the pleasure of Allah. But do me one favor, please don't sit in front of me, because whenever I'm going to see you, see, it may just remind me of my uncle. If Rasulullah can forgive somebody who has done such a gruesome act on the most beloved uncle of Rasulullah, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, where do we stand? Let's be practical. This is shaitan that's playing with words and whispering. Gee, I'll never forgive him for what he's done. Allah Pak says, I will forgive every guna. You commit zina, you commit theft, you do what you want, kabira, sagira. If you make tawbah sincerely, as long as you don't commit shirk and kufr, I will make you maaf. So now, can you be more Arhamar Rahimeen? Can you be more Ghaffar and Sattar? It's sometimes the pride that gets the better of us.
Indeed,
and
indeed.
This pride is going to take us to Jahannam. So let's antawada'a lillahi rafa'ahullah. Humble ourselves.
Ameen.
And inshallah, Ameen. Ask Allah for forgiveness.
Ameen.
And forgive the ummah. Every day, sit on your bed for 2 minutes and say, oh Allah, all those who have hurt me, all those who hurt my feelings, cause me pain and taklif, Allah, for your pleasure, I forgive them. And
Allah
see what
Allah.
Happens on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give you a good death. Allah will give you a good death.
Haq, Ustad. Haq.
All those Haq. Brothers who made this in niyat, and all those parents who said to their children, you don't set foot in my house on my janazah, or I will don't come to my house. Please, for Allah's sake, today read 2 rakat salat with tawbah. Allah, I withdraw those statements. I make tawbah. I make istighfar. And Allah, I forgive my brother or my sister, my uncle, my aunt, my friend, or whoever I made that statement for. In any case, Mawlana, you are saying in namaz, after durood Ibrahim, Allahumma khfir li wa li walidayya wa li ustaziya wa li jameel mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat whether you like it or not, you are making dua for your brother. Ji? So, who we blessing, Mulana? Whether you like it or not. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah forgive me and my parents and the entire Muslim world. In that entire Muslim world is your brother, your father, your uncle, your granny. Let's not be foolish, Mulana. We will cry tears of blood. While you are alive, maaf kar do. No use bringing flowers to my janaza. When I was alive, you should have come and given me flowers. Now to bring the flowers after I'm dead and gone, it's too late. Maafi manglo. While you are conscious, now, if I get a stroke or something happens to me, I'm unconscious, I've lost my voice, I've lost my memory. Now I'm standing in front of you and asking you for maaf. Too late. You must be conscious and you must be alert and you must understand what the brother is saying. And then saying, please make me maaf. I said this about you. Oh, I said that about you. Please forgive me.
Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Ustad. Indeed. Eh, Musalmano Jago. That's Mulana Salim Khan.
Eh, Musalmano Jago. I added the Musalmano Maaf Karo. Musalmano Maaf Karo. Oh, Muslims, forgive each other. Inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Mulana. Allahumma akfirhum. Let's make dua for all the marhum. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة
آمين
اللهم اجعل قبرهم روضة من رياض الجنة
آمين
اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه إلى الإسلام
أمين
ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان
أمين
اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت
أمين
اللهم حون علينا سكرات الموت
أمين
اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا
أمين
اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة
أمين
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين 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 ثم آمين. Well, beautiful words of advice. I see every listener wants today, tonight's podcast. We will be sending it out inshallah to you from my beloved engineer brother Lokolo Ustaz. Jazakumullah khairan. We will be speaking to you tomorrow inshallah again on our Nikah program inshallah Ustaz.
Inshallah, Mulana.
Ameen.
You must be ready for some hot questions tomorrow. I got some questions.
Inshallah. Fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved honorable Fadilatul Ustad. 10 minutes after 10 South African time. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. From myself and my beloved local and our beloved senior Ustad, Allahumma hadina wa hadibina wa hadina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.